You're listening to SEMO Spotlight on KRCU. Today I'm joined by Cody Patterson. Could you tell us a bit about yourself?
My name is Cody Patterson, like you just said. I'm currently a sophomore wildlife and conservation biology major, and I'm also the secretary of the SEMO chapter of the STREAM team. I'm the student reading ambassador for the Journey Student Literary Magazine, and I'm a facilitator of this semester's first-year leadership program.
Great to hear. With your major and your involvement in SEMO STREAM team, what's something that inspired you to pursue conservation there?
Well, my dad was a conservationist growing up, so I was always exposed to at least the Missouri side of conservation, like going out there hunting mushrooms, like hunting fish and deer and things like that. I think it really started to transform into like a career path around junior year of high school. We were assigned in my English class like to read a nonfiction book and then do a book report about that. And the book that I had chose, just because I'd literally heard about it on TikTok, was Braiding Sweetgrass by Robin Wall Kimmerer. The reason that book stood so far apart from anything else that I'd read at that point is that it had come at the world of conservation and ecology and botany from a perspective not only of like the Western science that you would hear in like your regular like PBS Magic School Bus episode, but she since she's a citizen of the Potawatomi Nation, she's a Native American. She comes at it from a view of the traditional worldview and wisdom that comes from her culture. It was great to read and investigate more about that side of science, because I think it's too often people hear like conservation or science and they think of, there's one correct answer and this is how we get it through a hypothesis and all this. But like the meat, I think, of citizen science and about like the practical application of what we find in science a lot, the answers are already out there, especially with people who live close to the land, who interact with it every day, who grow a reciprocal relationship with the land. That's what she talks about a lot in that book. And that's just a part of conservation that I'd never heard of spoken before. And it pushed me to really pursue it as a career.
And speaking of your experiences out in the wilds, I've heard about your time fighting wildfires in California over the summer. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Oh, sure. Yes. So this spring, I first considered, maybe for this summer to get some experience in my field of biology, conservation, wildland stuff, maybe I should pursue being a wildland firefighter, because also my dad is a wildland firefighter. He's been like that for 25 years. So I've always been kind of familiar with that world. But this past spring, I really seriously started the process of possibly toying with the notion of the idea that I could do it this summer. And so I took a few online classes through MDC. I went to an in-person training day where I completed like a physical or arduous test thing. And then after that day, I got red carded, which is a federal card that basically says, yes, you are now a wildland firefighter. You can go out and fight wildfires. And so I got that like around May, and then the world of wildland fire, it's pretty tumultuous. Like there's no set, like you hear back in June and then on this day, a week from now, you will hear blah, 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 you'll get an email. No. Because it's all dependent on the fires themselves, and most of them are Western fires. And the way that most of those resources to fighting those fires are allocated is actually, let's say a wildfire starts in Washington somewhere. If it's a small fire, the state of Washington will address it with its own resources and personnel. If it grows a little bit more, then Washington will request some resource, Idaho or like Oregon or nearby states and agencies like this. But if it becomes super big, like a Type 1 fire is our biggest one, if it gets super big, eventually they'll request resources and personnel from so far that it'll eventually reach Missouri. And so part of what MDC does, the Missouri Department of Conservation, is they have a program that allows conservationists or foresters or field technicians or whoever's red carded to go out on wildland firefighting crews. And so that's how I was able to go out to Northern California this summer.
Well, that sounds great. I'm glad you were able to answer the call there. And with that, thanks for coming in, Cody.
Oh, thank you, Trey. Been a pleasure.
To listen to previous episodes of SEMO Spotlight, visit krcu.org.